Now we return to news items. Construction work on a site in Dereham Road, which has long been an empty eyesore, is now commencing to provide 9 dwellings. We have stories about a rare grasshopper and the bee population too, and the Beryl bike hire, which is proving a success in the county. Work is underway to transform a former pub site, which has become a wasteland after the building was demolished, into new homes. The Earl of Leicester pub was flattened in 2005 to make way for housing, but the fenced-off site between Dereham Road and Beauthorpe Road in Norwich became an eyesore despite repeated pleas for something to be done. But with plans for 9 homes now approved, work at the site of the former pub, which dates back to 1843 and survived Luftwaffe bombing raids in the Second World War, has begun. Each of the new homes will have access to private cycle storage and garden, with an on-site shared car park accessed via Beauthorpe Road. 4 of the houses will be 3-bed, with all of the other plots, including the 3 flats, made up of 2 bedrooms. Before permission for the new homes could be granted, the land had to meet nutrient neutrality requirements.
A rare grasshopper species has been reintroduced to Norfolk after an 85-year absence. Citizen Zoo's Hop of Hope project has successfully returned the large marsh grasshopper to the county's wetlands. Volunteers reared and released thousands of the insects at restored wetland sites as part of Natural England Species Recovery Programme Capital Grants Scheme. Grasshoppers have now hatched in the wild in the Norfolk Broads for the first time since 1939, forming part of broader efforts to establish England's Nature Recovery Network. The return of the large marsh grasshopper shows that collaborative conservation can bring species back from regional extinction.
A beekeeper is worried about the catastrophic consequences that could be facing Norfolk's bee population. There have been weeks of intensely hot weather this summer, which has seen several heat health alerts issued. One beekeeper is now urging people to leave drinking water for bees as they face dire consequences due to the hot conditions. Alex McCall, the resident beekeeper at Forest Park Holiday Park in North Reps, said the insects are struggling due to a lack of flowers and pollen for them to feed from. "It's fairly catastrophic," he said. "I'm concerned about where this is going to go as the summers are getting hotter. It is localised. There are some parts of the country which aren't seeing the problems we are in Norfolk. We've had 3 or 4 heat waves this summer. After the first, all the flowers came out and since then have died off. So there just isn't the pollen and there's been no moisture, no proper rain. The difficulties that face the food chain have seen rampant wasps go after colonies of bees. This year, wasps have been rampant since June rather than at the end of August. And I've lost 4 of my own colonies," Mr. McCall said. "This is because there haven't been any aphids for the wasps to feed on, so by June they were starving and looking for a food source. The beekeeper has advised people to leave small trays with pebbles and water in their gardens for bees to drink from to help them combat the warm weather."
More than 2 million journeys have now been made on Beryl bikes, e-bikes and scooters in Norfolk. Since the national bike share company launched in the county 5 years ago, riders have covered 3.6 million miles, the equivalent of riding around the world 144 times. By swapping car journeys for 2 wheels, riders have helped save almost 1,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide, keeping the air cleaner, streets less congested and people healthier. More than 100,000 people have used the scheme, with the average active rider taking around 21 trips. There are now more than 190 Beryl bays across Norfolk. Beryl vehicles are hired via the free Beryl app, and e-scooter riders must hold a valid UK driving licence. Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Transport at Norfolk County Council, said, "Reaching 2 million journeys is a fantastic achievement, and a clear sign that people across Norfolk are embracing greener, healthier ways to travel. Phil Ellis, CEO and co-founder of Beryl, added, "Milestones like this are about more than just numbers. They're proof that shared transport is becoming part of everyday life for thousands of people in Norwich."
Norwich's newest festival finished its final night with a bang as chart topper Ollie Muirs closed Saturday's show with his biggest and best hits. Rock and Roll Circus has a unique selling point by marrying the magic of the circus with a lineup of chart-topping favourites. Earlham Park was transformed into an intimate circus-themed festival with its big top tent, electric carousel stage, circus performers and a range of food options. Headliner Ollie Muirs was the star of the day, delivering hit after hit with playful charm and showmanship. He also paid a touching tribute to Caroline Flack with an emotional performance of Dear Darling. The set left the crowd in a sing-along frenzy, and it was the perfect act for a family-friendly event. Beyond the music, the festival embraced its circus theme with its stilt walkers and fire displays. The high wire and aerial shows between the sets were mesmerising, and the talented group of performers made the festival what it is, and it would be great to see them incorporated more into the day. If this debut is anything to go by, the Rock and Roll Circus has struck gold, a joyful mix of nostalgia, star power and pure spectacle that leaves you waiting for it to return to Norwich next year.
Next, our first feature. As osprey fledglings take flight from Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Ranworth Broad, Trust officer Robert Morgan looks back over wildlife conservation. His article is read by Ian Robertson.